Son of a bitch.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of No Time to Bleed. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with Micah.
Hey.
And Terrence.
What's up?
All right, so we did a movie for No Time to Bleed that is maybe one of the most ridiculous movies we've done to date. I personally think so. This is the 2010 team-up film, The A-Team. Of course, this is the one starring Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Quentin Rampage Jackson, and Chateau Copley, Jessica Biel, Patrick Wilson, and Brian Bloom. This is obviously the movie version of the popular 1980s? I guess it's the 1980s television show by the same name. This movie had a $110 million budget, which they burned through every last dime of it. And it made $177.2 million in the theaters. Directed by Joe Carnahan. Starring all those people I named before. It's about a special forces team who is trying to get back some minting plates inside of Iraq. So, before we get started, what did you think of the movie? Because, Micah, you have never seen this movie until recently.
Yeah, this is my first time seeing this movie, and it's fun. It's dumb fun. When the action sequences are going on, like, I'm having a blast. And then when they're talking, not so much. Because my one problem with this movie, believe it or not, is that the plot is just overly complicated. And I know that sounds like I'm an idiot, but nah, man, there's like one too many double crosses in this movie.
I agree with that. Yeah,
like it's complicated for no reason. It's like if a bro dog wrote a script but wanted to seem smart, so they put in like five double crosses.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really wrong. Like, the movie. Yeah, this is. I feel like this is the UFC version of a good spy movie. Or like a good spy ops type of film.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like big, loud, and dumb. And that's fine because you know what you're getting into.
Like all the villains are the same and they're all dumb and they all are like douchey Call of Duty, like pretty bro dog dudes. Like one dude even was like, huh, it's just like Call of Duty. like shut up, Patrick Wilson. you're a fake Will Arnett.
He is. But you know what? I actually really like Patrick Wilson. I wish he would get his come up because he's a good actor.
He is a good actor. Yeah. But fuck that guy.
He's in The Conjuring.
Oh, that's right. He is. I'll never know. Outside of that trailer. I saw the trailer the other day. Go fuck yourself. Nope. What's your insane score for this one?
My legitimate score is like 3.5 out of 5. My ridiculous score is 3.5 flying tanks.
God damn it!
That's what I was gonna go with.
That was gonna be my score. Well,
Terrence, your thoughts?
I don't even know now. I'm fucking mad. No, this movie is fucking insane. It's insane. I still enjoy it. I'm going to echo what Micah said. The parts where there's story, in quotes.
Yeah,
I kind of glossed. Like I just finished watching it maybe an hour ago. I don't know what the fuck happened. I know they needed to get back some plates, and a lot of shit happened.
Like a lot.
That's it. A lot.
Like they had to.
This
get
movie
back
is 2 hours and 17 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
First of all, I was watching it. I'm looking at the time. I'm like, wait a minute, is that? Am I looking at that right?
And then you start counting down from the fucking credits. Like that's got to be
cut off like 10 minutes for credits. That's two hours and 7 minutes.
Yeah, I thought this again, much like the other movie I watched recently, Gods of Egypt. I was like, wait, this is not an hour and a half. How? Like there can't be that much story to tell. Like it can't.
Then you watch it, and then there's a lot of shit that could have been cut out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But aside from plot. The action sequences were worth it. Like, they're fucking insane. And that we'll get into it because I have some things that I want to compare to that will bring down another score for a movie that I did not necessarily enjoy. Wow. But Michael probably knows. But yeah, I'm gonna got fucking you took my flying tank shit. Ugh. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 3.5 out of 5. Like, it's fun. Like, if you like action movies, it's definitely worth watching. It is ripe for this show.
Oh,
absolutely.
So, Terrence gives it 3.5 barrel rolling helicopters.
Goddamn right. Barrel rolling helicopters, fucking AC-30s, whatever helicopter, whatever flying apparatus you want out of five.
So for me, this movie is nuts. Like, it absolutely is. It's insane from fucking start to finish. It's got all the stereotypes of a No Time to Bleed movie. Because of course it's like, oh, they're in Mexico and like corrupt Mexican cops and all this other shit. Of course, it is all like, for as dumb as this movie is, the casting of the four main leads is pretty fucking good to the show. It's actually not bad. And look, Quentin Rampage Jackson, who's obviously an MMA fighter or was, I don't know if he's still fighting, but like, he's not good. Right, he is legit not good.
He really isn't. He's but legit. Neither was Mr. T.
Exactly my point. Like, so it doesn't
matter.
Yeah, so it totally works. I think Bradley Cooper and Charlton Copley are about the best casting you could have asked for this movie. Like, Bradley Cooper is such a good face; it's ridiculous. And Charlton Copley as Murdoch is perfect.
So, according to IMDb, would you like to guess which other very, very, very famous actor was considered for the part of Face? I'll give you a hint.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's, like, that's easy. Like, that's...
No hint needed.
Yeah, like, if I wouldn't have picked Bradley Cooper, he would have been my choice. I'd be like, he's a good-looking dude. Like, and he can act. Like, yeah. But I feel like he would have... I don't know. I still feel like Bradley Cooper's better for this role, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it would have been the Tom Cruise show if it was him in that role.
So, in order, someone else was considered to play Murdoch, and that person is Sean William Scott.
No.
Sean William Scott. Stifler? Yeah. Apple Stifler. Pie? American Pie?
Yeah.
No, he's Stifler, not the guy who fucks the pie. That's
Jason. Yeah, I know who he is, but... That's what? Wow. No.
No, I don't see that one.
I don't see that at all.
There were three rappers considered to rumored to play BA.
There's no way Ice Cube is not on that
50
list.
Cent.
Jay? Yeah, but Jay is 2 for 2, guys. Ice Cube is one of those rappers.
I was like, there's no way he's not, of course.
The other one.
The Game?
Say what?
The Game?
Yep, that's another one. Are you cheating?
Alike. They look alike. Yeah, they do. No, I'm not cheating. I'm not looking at it at all. I have the Wikipedia page up. I swear to God.
There's one more that was considered.
A rapper?
A rapper who is in a lot of movies.
I have no idea.
Common.
No, come on. That doesn't make any sense.
Get out of here, man. Common. Nah. Common as B.A. Baracus. Get out of here. No.
The Game is not bad, though. That's pretty good.
Common looks like he can't spell B.A.
What? I don't understand that.
B-E-A? B-E-A-Y? No, Common. It's just B-A. And for Hannibal, they have two people. One was... considered and the other was offered.
Older white man. I mean, maybe what's his face? Who played Hellboy? Maybe. I don't know.
No. Bruce Willis was considered for Hannibal.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
And Harrison Ford was offered the role.
Ford's too old. He's too old.
Yeah, he's kind of old.
But in his prime, or maybe a little bit, you know, 10 years ago, you know, 10 years ago when this movie came out. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I can see that. But, like, I mean, besides Liam Neeson's, you know, not even trying to hide his accent at all in this movie, he's a pretty good, he's a pretty good Hannibal, actually. It's just like, all right, well, fuck it. You know what?
I was an army ranger.
Yeah, like, all right, you know what? Hannibal's okay. Irish. That's fine. Or Scottish,
like, in what whatever. Country?
Right.
What are we talking about here?
The good old U.S. of A.
What?
The classic American soldier. So yeah, look, I give this, I give this, five, Reaper Predator drones out of five, because why the fuck not? So,
oh shit. All right. One last casting. So
okay,
John Singleton was originally going to direct this film.
No. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
And he said that his cast,
oh shit,
would have included,
it's going to be, that, look, before you even say it, this is going to be terrible.
He said that his cast would have included, as Hannibal, Mel Gibson.
No.
No, strike one.
Yeah.
As Face, Christian Bale.
Maybe. Maybe, that's not bad. Mm.
As Murdoch, Jim Carrey.
No. Well, you know what? That's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And as B.A., The Rock.
No.
Nah, I don't see it.
I don't see the
not as BA.
No. Not as BA. No. Like, actually,
he'd be a better, he'd be Face.
He's too fucking big to be Face.
He's too big.
He can't, like, he can't
that,
blend
he would
in.
Be that character.
Yeah, he's more charming.
Right. Yeah, he's charming. But you can't have, like, a charming big dude.
No. Like, and they don't, they definitely didn't have that issue in this movie. But, like, I would even accept The Rock as Hannibal. Like, I would even accept that. Like, I'd be kind of cool with a completely, like, racially swapped A-team. Like, you could do that.
Yeah, you could do that.
I don't know. Like, if I... But even The Rock wouldn't be my top choice for Hannibal. Like, honestly, if you're going to do, like, racially swapped, Denzel Washington would be a pretty good Hannibal.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't be bad, dude. Hannibal would just be from New York. That's fine. Like, he would be a New York cop, a former New York cop. That's fine.
Hey, it makes more sense than Hannibal being from Wales or yeah. Whatever the hell yeah. Liam Neeson's from.
Yeah. I mean, I would take a Denzel Washington Hannibal any day of the week. Absolutely.
I'd see it. Fuck it.
Yeah, like, look.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, it's Denzel Washington. We're going to see it. We need to, throughout this episode, we need to come up with three other cast members for an all-black A-team reboot. So Denzel Washington is Hannibal. That's totally fine. All right. So the movie starts out with, I'm already going to put, even though he would be annoying, I'm already going to put Kevin Hart as Murdoch because fuck it. Why not?
Okay.
Or Chris Tucker in his prime as Murdoch. That also works. So the movie starts out with two of the members of the of said team trapped in two different parts of Mexico. Hannibal is being held by Mexican police. And you don't get a chance to see him. They sort of keep him in the shadows for a while. But he's being held by two federal police there. And they're, like, threatening to shoot him. And luckily they don't have any bullets in the gun. Like, they're just, like, toying with him. And he, of course, the second they walk away, they're like, oh, you're lucky. We're going to basically feed you to these dogs. And so they walk out like every other bad guy. They leave the hero alone in a room. Dum dum. So they walk out and they send in these two Rottweilers to, I guess, eat Liam Neeson, which is a horrible way to kill someone. And but Liam Neeson escapes and he takes his handcuffs off and he handcuffs the two dogs together.
When I saw this, I was like, this movie's bullshit.
You wanted him to murder those two dogs.
Oh, I wanted him to murder those Rottweilers specifically.
You're a whore.
I don't like dogs. Rottweilers are the reason why I don't like them.
They're very nice dogs. Note to
self. No, they aren't.
You just met up with a mean one.
Mm.
And now I want to buy a Rottweiler.
Look, I'll never come over.
Fucking terrified.
How did he get loose?
He had like a pin in his hand or something to pick the lock of the handcuffs.
Oh, of course. So why did I even ask?
Yeah. Look, again,
he planned that capture, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Cause he loves how a plan comes together or whatever. my Welsh accent.
So how would Denzel Washington say that?
I don't do a good Denzel. So
I can't, I have one, but I can't even. I gotta think about that. Yeah. Get back to you guys.
He would add in one of his catchphrases. So that would be his thing. So then we get another scene. This is all like recruiting. So Hannibal escapes, obviously, without killing dogs like a fucking savage. And then we get a scene of an orange Lamborghini driving through the streets of Mexico incredibly fast. And he shows up in like a chop shop type of place. And the door opens and here comes B.A. Baracus, played by Quentin Rampage Jackson. And he's like, I'm here to get my van, you know, my girl. And he trades the Lamborghini for a GMC Vandura van, because that's what that's what any normal functioning human being would do. And he's got the mohawk and everything, which is kind of cool. I'm glad they did like a lower version of the mohawk, because it would seem ridiculous if he didn't. And so he's got two tattoos. He's got pity on one hand and fool on another hand, and he just proceeds to beat the shit out of everyone in his chop shop for really no reason. There's no reason for him to beat all these people up.
But well, they weren't going to give him his truck.
Is that what they were going to do?
Yeah. He was like, you owe me something else. I'm love watching that shit now. He kicked this nigga into a window.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
That shit was hilarious.
They did the Indiana Jones thing of some guy like showing off his martial arts prowess, and then the hero just fucking either shoots him or just knocks them out in one punch. And he kicks him. But he doesn't like kick him. Like, he does a front snap kick, and that dude literally flies into a wall.
Yeah, it's clearly on one of those rigs.
Remember the Charlie Murphy story?
Yeah, exactly.
From the Chappelle Show, when Charlie Murphy kicks when he kicks Rick James into the window or into the mirror. That's basically what he did. The front kick. That shit was funny, man. I burst out laughing because I forgot about that part.
Shit was so ridiculous.
You know what? I found out who could play B.A. Lester Spate.
Oh, there you
Coltrane.
Go.
Oh shit! Yep. You know what? You nailed it. There you go.
Give him a mohawk. You're good to go.
Yeah, that's not bad, and he can act enough.
Yeah, he's pretty decent.
Yeah,
that's another huge dude.
Yeah, he's fucking giant.
Yep. You know what? This movie they need an all black cast. I'm totally fine with that.
So that's Denzel.
That's Denzel.
Coltrane, and who else we got? Well, we get two other people.
And
we'll find some pretty light skinned nigga. Michael Ealy.
No, there you go. Michael Ealy is face. That, you know what? That's perfect. That's actually perfect. Now we need a definitive Murdoch.
Kevin Hart, though.
We need a definitive Murdoch.
You need a what?
We need a definitive Murdoch. I just threw Kevin Hart out there.
No.
We need somebody who is like, who could legit play that role of like a crazy person. I mean, arguably Michael Ealy could also play that role. But
he's throwing babies out of windows and shit. Yeah, he's a terrible person.
Michael Ealy is a child murderer.
Oh, there you go. Michael Beach.
Michael Beach is because Murdoch is like certifiably crazy.
He's just not like crazy black man crazy.
You got to get
like legitimately insane.
Yeah, like legit insane. So we get a scene of Face. So Bia gets his truck back after pitying said fools. And by the way, a drinking game for this movie should be how many times he says fool for no fucking reason. Like, they just slam it in. They're like, yeah, remember, he's the Mr. T character. It's like, yeah, we know. Thank you.
Yeah, fool doesn't really come. It doesn't flow out of him. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't flow out of
him. Not many of his lines flow.
I mean, they don't.
To be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, they really do.
But he still was pretty decent. He was pretty solid for this role.
I mean, he worked. He totally worked for the role.
You know what? Who says that Murdoch has to be a man?
Okay.
Suzanne Crazy Eyes Warren from Orange is the New Black.
Oh shit, son. You know what? You know what? That's it. That's it.
Works.
That works, dude. That's good. God damn it.
Isn't it like Uzo Adoba? I think.
Yeah, something like that. You know what? That'll work, man. Uzo Aduba. Yeah, you know what? That's perfect. You know, God damn it, I want an all-black A-team movie. That's solid. That's solid million-dollar casting right there. Nailed it. Perfect. All right, so from there, now that we have our cast, so you get to see Face, who has clearly just slept with some really hot Mexican woman, as he is he often wants to do. And he's put in a bunch of tires, which is something they do in Mexico and Africa, and then they generally light it on fire. So they're planning on lighting him on fire, and he's like, oh no, my friends are coming to save me or whatever. And the Federale's like, no, nobody's coming for you. And he's got all this money in his hand. And so then it cuts back to Hannibal, who sees this van driving. He sees BA's van driving, and he decides that he's going to stand in the way of it and basically carjack this van. So I have that clip. So let's play their first interaction between Hannibal and BA.
Oh, hell no.
Slide over slowly.
You jacking me? What is this, opposite day?
I'm not a thief. But if I don't reach my friend in time, then he dies.
If you ain't a thief, I guarantee you ain't a killer.
Take your left hand off the wheel and your right hand off the shifter now.
You ain't gonna shoot me in the head, Pops. You know that ain't happening.
Ah! What the hell's wrong with you, man? You shoot a total stranger? I don't even know you, fool. Damn!
Oh, it'll heal, I promise. Here, wrap it in this.
I know how to make a tourniquet, fool.
I know it hurts, but I have to make a point with you.
Pain is what's pissing me off. You shoot on my van and that's what's pissing me off, man. What's wrong with you?
He sees his tattoo.
You Army Ranger, son.
Be real careful what you say next, Pops. Be ready to enter that burner if you start shit-talking my battalion.
Never shall I fail my comrades. Gallantly will I show the world that I am a specially selected soldier.
Energetically will I meet the enemies of my country. I shall defeat them on the field of battle. For the
right. With all my might. Colonel Hannibal Smith, 75th Ranger Regiment.
4th Battalion. Fort Bend, Georgia. I know who you are, sir. Corporal B.A. Baracus. I mean, it was. I was just under discharge for some bullshit.
I don't subscribe to coincidence, Corporal. I believe that no matter how random things might appear, there's still a plan.
So that happens. I find it really funny that after being shot, you could have a conversation with somebody and be like, yeah, I'm an Army Ranger. And they're like, all right, it's cool, man. Like, it's fine. We're good. Let's just move on.
See, they've been doing that Martha shit for a long time, man.
Yeah.
That's all this shit is.
It really is. Like,
yeah,
it really kind of is.
I mean, it's a little more plausible with this, you know, you're in like a fraternity of sorts.
Right.
You know, instead of like, my mom's name, your mom, my mom, we're brothers. Like, no.
That's not how it works.
So I would just like you guys to pay attention to something that was said in that scene, which is, I was a corporal, but I was dishonorably discharged for some bullshit. Yet, later in the movie, BA is back in the military. How? They just glossed the fuck over that.
He was on the base, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can't just chill on the base. It's not a fucking frat house. Like, I'm just gonna be up in here. Is that cool? Listening to some private shit? Like, yeah, no big deal. So, then you find out that Hannibal put a tracker in the amount of money that Face had with him. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. You know, my friends are gonna be here. And, like, just as they're getting ready to count down to light this guy on, light Face on fire, here comes that sweet van that jumps the ridge and comes and rescues everybody, and it's all really great. And they roll Face down a hill on with the tires wrapped around him. Again, he would have been murdered, but okay, I guess not. And so they escape, and the Mexican cop is like really upset because, you know, he's a Mexican cop and that's a stereotype, right? They get Face. He throws up because he's been rolling around, which is hilarious, I guess. And so that's three out of the four members of the team. And so then they head to a hospital to try to go get Captain Murdoch, who is a great fighter pilot, but also a fucking insane person. BA is also at the hospital trying to get his his gunshot sewn up. And this doctor sews him up, and you come to find out that the doctor is not really a doctor, but rather it's Murdoch. And he sews a fucking lightning bolt into his arm instead of a fucking regular suture. And everybody freaks out. And Murdoch is straight up crazy. Like, they even show a scene of him trying to hotwire a car with a defibrillator, which is fucking hilarious. And then they rush off to grab the helicopter on the roof as the Federale come into the hospital, and luckily they've got Murdoch to pilot the helicopter. This is where the movie goes off the fucking rails. But before that, Face gets his arm lit on fire by Murdoch because Murdoch's crazy, like, for no fucking reason he does it. So then, yeah, they jump in this medical helicopter, and right, they start getting chased by the Federale.
Are medical helicopters bulletproof?
The answer to that question is yes.
Because this thing took a lot of gunfire, and it didn't seem to affect it at all.
I guess not. But more importantly, can helicopters do barrel rolls? Is that a fucking thing?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I meant to look this up.
Do a barrel roll and then immediately go climb into a stall, and then, like, he's flying this thing like it's a jet.
Like, what the fuck? Like, no, man.
Like, I'm looking that up now to see if
I mean,
no,
I'm sure they
no,
can.
No, they can. Chuck Aaron, a Red Bull aerobatic helipilot, and badass in general, according to this article, completes five back-to-back barrel rolls.
They can't. Okay, well.
So, all right, well, and there's also a YouTube video, so you can watch that. So yeah, they do fucking barrel rolls to get away from being fired at. Now, this action sequence is pretty fucking good, by the way.
Oh, it is. Like, all of the action sequences in this movie are really good. All of them are.
Yeah. I mean,
but yeah,
they proceed. So they proceed to, like you said, Micah, he's flying this thing like a fucking jet. They fire heat seeking missiles from another helicopter, because why do they have those? They fire the missiles at the helicopter the A team is in. They proceed to turn off their engines as they climb really high. So then the missiles collide in front of them. BA almost falls out of the fucking helicopter. And they're all laughing, like, oh, this is hilarious. No, it isn't. We're almost going to die.
Right. BA with the right reaction. Like what the fuck is wrong with you white people?
Yeah. And they're like, this is fucking funny. Which is not the last time they'll be falling and think it's really hilarious.
Right.
Spoiler alert. And then they just turn the helicopter back on and fucking fly away. Because that's what would happen if you turned a helicopter off in midair.
No, absolutely not. Like, the propellers have to start back up. But before we move along, when you turn a helicopter off, the heat, it doesn't become ice cold.
No, that's not a thing.
When you turn anything off that's been on for a while, it doesn't become ice cold. So that's not how things work. They would have still died.
I feel like you aren't giving this movie enough credit.
Logic is not a thing in this movie.
Here's one thing you do. Take your fucking brain out, put that shit on a shelf, and then hit play for this movie. So the Federales continue to chase them.
In this helicopter scene, better than the one of Spectre, so Spectre can suck my dick. There we go.
Okay.
I thought the helicopter scene in Spectre was really cool, but after remembering watching this, no. Nope.
Did they at any point turn off their helicopter?
Oh, they did a barrel roll in that movie, though. And then I'm like, oh, this movie did it first.
Yeah.
Spectre did it better.
Spectre copied. That's right. Spectre copied A-Team.
The A-Team.
Yeah. Suck it, Brad. So, yeah, after their barrel rolling shenanigans, they're flying the helicopter and they're trying to get into United States airspace. And meanwhile, Hannibal's on the line with someone in the United States Air Force, I guess. And they basically say, like, hey, this guy is, we're being chased by these, bad dudes or whatever. And they proceed to, I guess the United States is like, oh, okay, cool, we'll just take your word for it. And they just blow the other helicopter out of the sky with a jet.
Yeah, Starscream just happened to be hanging out. And they're like,
comes out of nowhere.
Right.
The scene. By the way, I haven't seen Spectre yet, but when they did their barrel roll, were they being fired upon by like?
No,
they just did it.
He just did it because he was fighting the helicopter pilot, because that's what you do when you're in a helicopter.
Oh, okay. Well,
you fight pilot.
I mean, in fairness, in this movie, like they are avoiding like guns and missiles during the barrel roll. Like they're not just doing the barrel roll for just like cool sake, which is crazy.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a good effect. Like it really is. They would have been totally dead, by the way. Like there's no way none of this would have happened. The second you turn the motor off, you're done. You'd have fallen out of the sky like a fucking rock. So that being said, they blow up the Air Force blows up the Federales and everyone is safe. Yay. And then 8 years later,
that was a jump.
I'm like, not even like, yeah, not even 8 months. 8 years later, at the end of the Iraq War, which I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to say, we cut to all four of the guys. They're on an army base and they're like making stakes. And for some reason, Murdoch is using gunpowder.
He's marinating them with antifreeze.
And gunpowder.
And using gunpowder. So when he flips them, there's an explosion.
Again, I think Uzo would be a perfect choice for this role.
Yeah, that's a really good cast, man.
God damn it,
that's good. I want that movie.
You know what? We need the B team. Black team. That's what we need. So he's talking about like using antifreeze to marinate the steaks. He's like, yeah, it only causes partial paralysis. Again, stop letting this guy cook you food. He's fucking crazy. So everyone's hanging out, and Jessica Biel, who plays, what is her character's name?
Sousa?
Yeah.
Sousaphone,
yeah, sure, let's go with that. She shows up, and she's like, hey, don't go after these minting plates in Baghdad. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she, of course, used to date Face because he's good looking, she's good looking, and that's how movies work.
So the other two women who were thought about for or considered for or who auditioned for the role are Amber Heard, who will be Mara in Aquaman, and she was in
Drive Angry, or was that someone else?
Yes, she was in Drive Angry. And Olga Krilenko, who was the Bond girl in Quantum of Solace.
I don't remember.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, sorry.
No one does. That movie was terrible.
Yes, it was. I personally, Jessica Biel works for this role.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel works for almost anything.
Yeah. No, she's super fun. Except for that movie Stealth. That was not a good movie.
You know what?
Yeah, she
I like that movie.
Because what?
She was in it.
That movie.
That was the one with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who the fuck else was in there? Who was
directed that? By the original director of The Fast and the Furious.
Cohen?
Rob Cohen.
Yeah.
Who was the main guy in that movie?
It was Jamie Foxx, Jessica Biel.
That's how much he doesn't. That's how much he doesn't matter. Because all we remember is the fine woman and a black guy.
What the fuck?
I cannot remember.
Josh Lucas.
Wasn't he in those? Wasn't he in those?
What the fuck is
he the guy from those Transformers movies?
Josh Lucas was in.
Oh no! Wow, he was in Sweet Home Alabama. Good choice.
This nigga, I don't know who this dude is. I don't know who he is. I have no clue. I've never seen him before. I saw Stealth. I've never seen him before.
This guy is poor man's Patrick Wilson.
I was thinking Patrick Wilson, or what was the other? What's the Buddha Brothers?
Yo.
But he was in Behind Enemy Lines.
How are you the poor man's Patrick Wilson? Who is the poor man's Will Arnett?
Yeah, I know.
I liked him in Watchmen.
Josh Lucas.
Yeah, no, Patrick Wilson's a good actor, man.
He is.
Is this dude?
No one.
How does he get top billing in this movie?
Yeah, that's the funny thing.
Because he's a white man. Yeah. That's why.
That's why.
Well, white privilege. This is ridiculous.
I mean, pretty much. Stealth might be another movie we have to do. Look, this shit is so bad.
It has one of the largest explosions of a movie ever.
Really?
Yeah, like you could see it. You could see
the explosion. Was it the box office?
That movie is fucking terrible. Like, oh, you guys are really good pilots. We built this super plane that can eliminate your jobs. Oh my God, we're going to have to take down these planes. Like, all right. Like,
guys, what if the HAL 9000 was a jet?
That's basically how they sold it. Good God, that movie was terrible.
What else has this dude been in?
He was in J. Edgar.
I don't know what that is. Who was in J. Edgar?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay.
Look, don't worry about knowing Josh.
I'm sorry. I want to know where I've seen this guy because I didn't see him in Stealth.
He was also in Red Dog.
He was in A Beautiful Mind and Hulk.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. All right. I'm done with him.
Like, was he Bruce Banner or the Hulk? No, then I don't care.
Right.
Good Lord. Yeah, we might have to do Stealth. Jesus Christ. So where are we in this dumbass movie? So then they make it back. And so she, Jessica Biel's character is like, hey, don't go after these plates in Baghdad. And he's like, face is like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, don't fucking do it. Don't talk to your colonel about it. Don't do it. And so you come to find out that there are a bunch of plates to mint American money in Baghdad that got stolen by some bad Muslim gentlemen. And so the CIA wants Hannibal's team to go in and take and get these plates back, because obviously they will do a whole lot of damage, which you'll hear that term used twice in the same scene. But Hannibal wants to go in and do it, but they're not allowed to go back into Baghdad as everyone is leaving the area. So we have that scene where Hannibal talks to his commanding officer about the job.
Russ, let's do some good on the way out the door here. Those plates are gonna do all kinds of damage. Let me go get them.
Forget about it, Hannibal.
Steer clear of this one. Well clear of it. This is a gauntlet run right through the heart of Sadr City. No, Saddam Hussein's a certifiable madman, but even he wasn't crazy enough to go into that place more than once in 30 years. We pulled out of there a week ago, and already it's the Wild West. You actually sound worried. And you actually seem offended.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't about you losing a step now. I want you to know that.
Hey.
I'm 10 times the man I was when you met. I'm twice as fast.
Uh-huh.
Russ. The boys and I can get this done, minus the bloodshed. Those plates can do all kinds of damage. Don't make me beg.
I need to see you beg. You've been my friend for a long time. More importantly, you and those boys have possibly been the most valuable military asset I have ever had at my disposal. Now, you ask me not to make you beg. Right now, I'm begging you. Hannibal, please let this one go.
Russ, this is too big an enterprise. We can't let these bozos do this. It's way too big.
And you'd do it with or without my blessing?
No, that I wouldn't. I need your blessing.
sure that it is a blessing. Good hunting, my friend.
You should be suspicious of any character who's like, don't do this. Let me do it. Okay.
Yeah, that was a whole lot of words to not really say anything.
Yeah. Like,
and then, like you said, I thought I was stroking out. Like, these plates are going to do a lot of damage. And did I mention that these plates are going to do a lot of damage? Like, I heard you the first time, bro. Like,
you just said that. Like, come on, man. Like, who wrote that dialogue? Like when I write reviews, I try not to use the same word in two consecutive sentences. Not let alone the same phrase. This movie was really good. Blah 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 blah. This movie was really good. Here's another point. Like, no, that's not. Don't do that. Like, that's crazy. So yeah, without much convincing, they're like, yeah, go do it. It's fine. It's not like you're breaking the law or anything. So the four guys get together and they start planning out how they're gonna do it. Cut to watching two of Jessica Biel's troops, who are supposed to be watching the. Who are supposed to be watching the four leads in this tent, and they're like, oh, they haven't come out in 3 hours. And so she's like, you don't find that a little suspicious? By the way, the shadows in this scene are so specific to the characters, it's ridiculous. I was like, yeah, we get it. That's them.
It's like they put a spotlight in the tent so they could have their shadows showing up on the back of the wall. Like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
It wasn't even like a generic person. It was like, that's clearly BA. That's clearly Murdoch because his hat is askew just slightly. Like, all right. Like, we get it. She goes into the tent and she finds the four other people pretending to be face Murdoch, BA, and Hannibal. Even as far as one guy wearing an old gray wig. To look like Hannibal, and an Asian guy, a big fat Asian guy, with a mohawk so he can pretend to be BA.
Why was that guy wearing a wig if he's just going to be silhouetted?
Thank you.
I mean, come on, man.
You need to get the hair right.
I mean, come on, man.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, he just took it off and it's still just a round head. Like, come on, man. Come on.
It's so ridiculous. So you come to find out that the four are in like some bunker somewhere that no one else knows, and they're planning arguably the most ridiculous thing that happens in this movie. But I only say that because we haven't gotten to the best scene of the movie yet. So they're like, oh, yeah, this plan is nuts. And he's like, oh, I love when a plan comes together. And so they go to do this job. Look, this is something I like about action movies. When you get this sort of teamwork thing, the X-Men could learn a lot from this. When you sort of have these moments, but you have one person telling what the plan is, but then they show it in real time. There's something about that element in action movies I absolutely love. It's like breaking the fourth wall. It's just like, personally, I just love that. It's like, oh, he's telling the plan and then it's happening. It's all coming together. Cause I'm a simple idiot. So, I just, there's something about that I enjoy.
Because you won't be able to remember the plan.
I want to see it in real time.
Say it first and then do it. You got to have them side by side running parallel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not particularly that smart. Face uses his charm to steal some press passes, and Murdoch steals the camera. And then Face just straight up makes out with this woman. He's just like, I'm just going to kiss you. It's like, no. Look, this is how you know this movie's in 2010, right? This movie came out in 2016. This would be a whole social justice warrior issue that faces a rapist, which he might be. I don't know. But he makes out with this incredibly hot French woman. And meanwhile, BA is building a magnet that you should have your hand nowhere near because it'll fucking take your hand off. And Murdoch proceeds to play around in blue paint and does his best impression of Mel Gibson from Braveheart, which was really quite funny. By the way, that's not a movie we'll ever do on here, but that's a great movie.
I've never seen it.
Really? Braveheart's mm-hmm. good. It's long. It's like,
it's too long.
It's too
it, long as this movie.
It's an hour longer than this movie.
3 hours?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But it's a damn good movie. It's incredibly violent. but it was good. But I, maybe this was them making fun of Mel Gibson since he was, maybe John Singleton wanted him to play fucking Hannibal. So the guys get ready to do their thing, and, they go off and, they perform the most batshit insane heist of all time. Bradley Cooper's in the sewer. He has a giant magnet that he connects to underneath of a truck. They throw like things out to blow the tires out of another truck. Hannibal swings down. BA's on a motorcycle where he jumps onto a moving truck, which that would not work like that. And look, this scene is fucking insane. But
like, I'm watching it now. I don't remember half of this. What the fuck was I watching earlier?
I don't
know. Okay, he throws the dude out of a truck. Then they what are they, like, nail flotation devices onto
airbags. Like, they steal a bunch of airbags out of cars and nail them to the cargo unit.
Huh. Does that, would that work?
No.
not the amount that they had.
How many? They had like 8.
Yeah, you would need like 800 of them.
Right. Right.
Come on.
Like, so, an airbag is not like no.
Like, no. It's designed to block you from hitting a steering wheel and dying. It's not designed to, it's not a flotation device. You know, like, come on. So they steal the truck. They nail these airbags. Then they drive the truck onto, like, right out onto the river. And luckily for them, it works. Even though that's not physically possible.
Was part of the plan to get this disconnected from the truck itself? Because when they jumped off of the jumped into the river, it disconnected perfectly. Was that how they set that up to happen? Because I don't know.
Sure. You know what? Let's go with that. I don't have an answer for you, Terry. I really don't.
It's very strange.
All right. So they luckily put BA inside the cargo hole of the the truck. And so then, just as they jump into the river, as the guys are following them, the Iraqi guys, Murdoch is there on a plane and shoots the shit out of everyone besides them. And it's basically like a little helicarrier kind of thing. And they pick up the container and they drive it back. They fly it back to the base.
I love how the running gag in this movie is BA is so afraid of flying because of what happened in the beginning of the movie.
Well, that's from the show.
Yeah. That they have to kind of trick him into stuff.
Yeah. No, it's actually a pretty good bit. Like, it's not bad because he gets really fucking pissed. And yeah, I mean, even in the show, I think they drug him a number of times to get him.
Yeah, because he's afraid of flying because all black people are afraid of flying.
No, you're afraid of water, right? Like, that's your thing.
All black people are afraid of water too.
I'm not afraid of water.
No, I know you're not black.
Well, I'm not afraid of water either.
You aren't either.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself.
All right.
So they get back to the military base and they're the victors and they have the plates and they have all this shit. And then the colonel is coming to congratulate them and his truck gets blown the fuck up.
They blew up Major Dad, guys.
Is that who he was?
Yes, yeah. That is Major Dad.
Yeah, he was also in
That's Tusk from House of Cards.
Yeah,
Raymond Tusk. That's the only time I've seen him in a non-military role.
And it was barely non-military,
right? And I think that guy had a military background, right? Right.
No, he did because he was in the military with the president. That's how they were friends,
right?
Yeah.
So that guy is just military dude.
Yeah.
Major Dad. He never lived that down.
What's his name? Something Rainey.
Major Dad Rainey.
Major Dad. So of course, the guys get blamed for it, even though it was this contractor who likely killed the colonel or the general. They get blamed for it, they get court martialed, and they get sent to jail. Even though BA had already been kicked out of the military previously, he also gets kicked out again. So they all go to jail in different facilities to spend 10 years or something like that at a minimum. And you kind of meet all four of the characters in their different places. Face is banging the captain at a military jail because Why not? He's got like, he's like hooking people up with shit because he's a charming guy. BA's basically become a fucking like good person, and he doesn't kill anymore. And he's
much like black people who get incarcerated. He found some sort of higher power.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to get fucked in the ass.
A Muslim.
Yeah, look, that's what I would do. Spoiler alert. Look, I'm an atheist, but if I go to jail, I'm a Muslim. Yep. No, I don't want to get fucked. I don't want to get fucked by a dude. No thanks. Nah, man. Like, yeah, Allah, yeah, all of it. Yeah, you're right.
So can we talk about Hannibal in this? So Hannibal gets sent to prison, and he is met with CIA guy, Patrick Wilson's character, Lynch. I don't think we really discussed him. He works for the CIA. His name is Lynch, in quotes. And he visits him in jail, and he's like, hey, I got a photo of the guys who probably set you up. And Hannibal is like, you know, I already know, and I have a better photo. And Lynch is like, how the fuck you get that photo? He's like, look, you give me a minute, and I'm good, and you give me an hour and I'm great, and you give me 6 months, I'm fucking awesome. And
or unbeatable, he says.
Right. And he's like, I got a plan to get out of here. So the plan consists of smuggling in a poisoned cigar so that it kills him or gives him signs of his death, that he's dead.
Right.
So that he gets sent to the crematorium, so that he can wake up in time, hopefully, and escape the crematorium as he's about to be burned alive.
That is also
crazy. That seems reasonable to me. I don't know what the problem is.
I'm like couldn't you guys just
this shit is so fucking ridiculous,
I'm
man.
Like, couldn't you just like drive a truck through the door? But like the crematorium isn't. Wouldn't it be on like where the jail is, or you think the crematorium is somewhere else? I guess it's somewhere else.
I mean, it has to be somewhere else, right?
Yes. And yeah, so he wakes up in enough time, barely. I mind you, barely. And he fucking kicks the fucking the flamethrower things, and he's like, ah, yeah, no big deal, and he just comes out the other side, and another guy.
Why do they move?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like, why do the torches move from, like... All right, never mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking stupid.
This movie's ridiculous.
Yeah, so he kicks the thing out, and somehow he's able to get out, even though there shouldn't be a way to get out at all.
Yeah, why is there an inside, like, latch to get
out? Yeah. It's like being locked in a trunk, right? Like, you know, new cars don't allow you to do that. They have a way for you to get out. So he gets out and he's like, Satan walks into a bar and the guy's just like, oh, and he just fucking passes out because he's in such shock. And so we see Face and BA and Murdoch is in a crazy ward. And so they break out BA, this was actually pretty cool. They break BA out. He's on a bus, a prison bus, and a truck drives up, and it's like the front plate says emergency, and the back plate says exit only or exit now. And so he's like, they must be talking to me. And so he makes a break for it, and they fire arguably a harpoon into the back of this bus. And they pull the door off and he uses the door as like a skid plate to ride on as they drag him away to safety.
I don't know why that bus couldn't just turn around.
No, you got to just stopped, keep
going. But he wouldn't have caught them.
No. Yeah, I guess not.
At all. They were already driving in the opposite direction. There was no way they would have caught them in time.
So I wonder how long BA was being Emmett Till'd. While riding on that,
really?
But
that's not Emmett Till, though.
You're thinking of the other guy. You're thinking of another
Bird. What's his last? I don't know his first name.
While being dragged on a Emmett Till wasn't dragged by a bunch of white people for whistling at a white woman.
No, he wasn't dragged. He was shot and beaten.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Another.
Or like something Bird, Charles Bird or something like that.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of another time where.
And that happened like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't long ago. So BA escapes. BA's got the worst afro growing of all time.
That's a terrible wig, man.
It's awful. Like, look, come on, man. It looks like
a hat. More and more levels. Terrible.
Yes, it really was. So they give him, Hannibal give him a pair of clippers, and they're like, oh, here you go, buddy. And he comes back out of the bathroom, and he's like, hey, you don't like my new haircut? And it's just like a really terrible, regular old military guy haircut. It's like, what you doing, bro? You not even doing a fade? Nothing? It just looks like a mushroom on top of his head.
Did we forget the cameo from the original Face?
Yes, we didn't. We did not mention that.
When they took Face out, when they helped him escape, he shows up. I forgot what he said, but he was in it.
He was like, "How do you?" Whatever. No, he was basically like he was in a tanning thing. He was like, "How do you protect the or how do you tan the face?" And he was like, "I just leave it alone," or something like that. He was like, yeah. "Oh, the team's back together, the old guy." And so then they're like, all right, we got to go get Murdoch. But before that, BA's like, I took a vow of nonviolence. And so I would like to just point out the start of maybe the world's silliest arc for a character.
Yeah, this arc was insane.
Yeah, it's like you're taking a vow of nonviolence. Okay, that's totally admirable. There's nothing wrong with that. But he becomes at peace after he starts murdering people again? That doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh, that feels good. That's more who I am. I'm like, oh, all right.
How you feel, big guy? Right. At peace. I'm like, nigga, what?
you slammed a guy down and murdered him 20 minutes ago. But, you know, God bless. So they go to get Murdoch, who is like straight up crazy. And he's getting electric shock therapy. He's pretending to be retarded at one point. And they go to watch a movie, and it's playing the music from the original A-Team. And then, lo and behold, here comes the guys in a fucking an H-2 that they crash, or excuse me, an H-1, a Hummer, an original Hummer, that they just crash through the fucking brick wall of the psych ward. And they grab Murdoch, and they go, and they jump on a C-130 that has a tank in it. And then they tell the military, they're like, basically, get the fuck off. We're wanted criminals, and you know, we'll fuck you up. And the Air Force is like, oh, we're wusses. We're out of here. And so they run away. And they take the tank with the tank in it. And then shit gets really fucking retarded. They take it like,
and now
retarded or amazing.
Right.
I mean, you could argue both at this point. So okay. So they get in the plane, and BA, of course, is freaking out, and they're like, oh, here, take this pill. It'll knock you out or whatever. And he has a really funny line. He's like, it's about to knock me out or I'm going to knock you out. And I was like, all right, that's pretty good. So they take the C-130, and they fly down the runway, destroying every other fighter jet's open window, which I appreciate it. And then they proceed to take off, just missing the truck that Jessica Biel and her crew are in, almost taking Jessica Biel's fucking head off, I might add.
Well, she was in the way.
What's that?
She was in the way.
She was. Look, sorry. Sorry, not sorry. And they get out of there just in time. And Jessica Biel doesn't really flinch when a C-130 hits the plane. Which I
first of all. How big those fucking things are?
I've flown in one before.
I would be terrified at the thing. I don't like planes. I don't like how big planes are when I'm getting on one. Like, they're very intimidating.
Yeah, I guess.
This thing is like 10 times bigger than just a regular fucking... It's ridiculous.
Yeah, see, have you flown on a C-130? You were in the military.
No.
Yeah, I have. Here's the thing you find out about those things. It's really cold. It's really cold inside there.
They're not made for comfort.
No, they're really...
They hold tanks.
Tanks and fucking personnel. That's it. Who are military trained. I was not. But But so they fly in the C-130. Everyone is like strapped in, and they decide to the military decides to send two or more fucking Predator drones after them. This entire scene is CGI'd to all hell, but it does look good for what it is. This is fun. And the Predator drones just start firing fucking missiles because, fuck it, who cares? And,
what, barrel rolls in this fucking thing? Like, no, they're not that nimble.
No.
Sorry.
And that's the thing is, like, these Predator drones are incredibly fast. Right. That C-130 is not fast at all.
They're basically remote-controlled airplanes that can do shit that regular planes cannot. And this thing is outmaneuvering those. I don't think so.
No, not even on its best day, dude. Like,
that's not how life works.
No, if that Predator drone, they would have destroyed that plane in like 20 seconds, dude. Get out of here. They blow one of the wings, like they blow one of the engines up. And Murdoch has this hilarious thing. He's like, oh, he's like does the fucking regular pilot thing on a commercial airline. He's like, if you look out to your right, you'll notice the engine is on fire. And Sosa and her guys are in this room watching this all, and she's like, you know, tell those Predator drones to stand down. We're trying to take these guys alive. And those Predator drones or whoever's controlling them is clearly not getting the message, and they just blow up the other fucking engine or take a direct hit on the plane. And you're like, oh, the guys died, I guess. But why do we have another hour and 11 minutes of this movie? And then you come to find out that, lo and behold, they jumped into the tank that now, for some reason, has parachutes on it. Where, like, okay, I guess they were planning on dropping the tank from low altitude at some point, but it has parachutes on it, and they're all four characters are in the tank. Now, at this point, the Predator drones are shooting at the parachutes. The tank is falling. Everyone is laughing and having a good time. And Face decides, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and pop the lid on the fucking tank and use the mini, like the 50 cal minigun that's on top and try to take out these Predators.
Face is like, hey, Hannibal, do you think we could breathe at 20,000 feet in the air?
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Sure. Why not?
I don't know. Give it a shot. Like, all right.
And Bradley Cooper proceeds to fucking take the 50 cal and is firing and taking down Predator drones. You know
this
what?
This shit is so fucking ridiculous.
Like, what?
It's amazing. I don't give a fuck what you got. This shit is amazing.
Oh, no. Look, buddy, I clipped this scene out because it's fucking hilarious. So BA, after...
Like, this is some video game shit, man. Like, this is Drake fucking... Like, this is so...
How is this not in Uncharted?
I mean, it kind of was in Uncharted 3.
Good. You know what? That's good. Because it fucking should be. So...
This shit is insane. I'm sitting here watching it now.
It's such a good scene. So BA wakes up after taking that pill or whatever. He wakes up and he's like, where the fuck are we? And they're like, oh, we're in the tank. And so then this scene happens.
Why are we in a falling tank?
Because the plane exploded!
What? Where?
Recently! The Reaper shot it down!
What Reaper?
The Cyclops, and they're still trying to kill us!
I'm telling you, Hannibal!
Technically, we're not flying.
I know! Go in, falling fool! Oh,
yeah, Face almost falls out of the tank. Look, this scene alone should have garnered this movie a sequel.
I mean, I'm waiting for a sequel.
They're not gonna.
You ain't getting one.
That sucks.
I mean, look. He literally says, if you couldn't hear through that, the insanity of that clip. Hannibal has them rotate the main turret of a tank so that it fires to the side of them, so it pushes the tank so that they come closer and closer to landing in a lake that's a half a mile away from where they were falling. And they're just like, yeah, this is a great fucking idea. Look, I'm not a physics expert, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't work quite like that. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't. I don't think you would be able to generate enough energy to push it that far over while it was falling that fast.
I mean, if that were the case, you would never be able to fire the main gun on land.
Right. It would knock the tank a half a mile.
Like, the thing doesn't have that kind of kickback.
That shit made no sense.
And it does have kickback, but...
It has like, kickback, I but it's not flying, like...
I guess when you're in the air...
It's not like the kickback that, like... It's like a 100-pound child firing a Desert Eagle.
Yeah, that's basically... That's a perfect analogy. And yeah, so they are able, through the laws of non-physics... by the way, how this movie hasn't teamed up with Fast and Furious, I don't know. I expect tank flying at some point in one of those goddamn movies. And
I mean, there was car flying in the last one, so.
Oh shit, you're right. God. At some point we have to do those movies.
Look, we can do them all.
Yeah, like eventually we're going to have to.
Like, congratulations, the next
10
of No Time to Bleed is all going to be Fast and Furious.
Hey, look, I'm all for it.
Yeah, exactly. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
We can skip the second one though.
Oh, the second one is not good.
That's why we should do it.
Yeah.
Because it's that bad.
Yes, it's awful. Yeah, so yeah, he has him like rotate the turret. I'm watching the scene. This is utterly ridiculous. When I saw because I didn't see this in theaters.
I did.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you stand up and cheer? And I would imagine you just gave it a fucking standing up applause.
I don't do that, but yeah, I would have if I was that type of person. Absolutely. Because I would just sit in my seat laughing my ass off. Like, I don't think that's how things work. But you know what? This is fucking amazing. I don't care. They're flying a tank. And you should see it on a big screen.
This shit is ridiculous.
Like a big movie screen, because that shit was amazing.
I thoroughly enjoyed this scene. Like, I really did. It's the best scene in the movie. It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And look, Jessica Biel's utter like disdain for having to say they're flying a tank. She's just like, God damn it. I hate these guys.
It's like at this point in the movie, I would feel like you would say, you know what, these guys, you know what? I don't even feel like you got it.
Like, let them go.
What's the point?
Right. They just flew a tank.
Like, and they survived.
You got to come to it. Like, you know, yeah, cool. Like, you know what? I'm not even going to chase you anymore.
Like, there's nothing left to do.
Fuck it.
I remember this scene was in the trailer, right? Like, not the flying the tank part, but Bradley Cooper using the 50 cal. And I was like, I need to see this fucking movie. Like, what? Like, come on,
man. Why is he in the air? Why does it look like he's in the air shooting it? Oh, because he is. All right.
Like, you know what? That's fine. Good. Good. Great. That's good.
How did we get here? That's basically what you're like. Okay, how do we get to this point in the movie? So I have to go see this. And I think that's what made me go see it.
Look, it's a solid reason for seeing this movie. Like, it's a solid fucking reason. So after they fly the tank, they decide to the second part of flying the tank was to turn the gun straight forward or down in their case. And they kept firing it into the lake to then have to slow it down. Yeah, to slow the tank from falling so fast.
I know. That's not how
Like we're they not gave, scientists, they
so
gave.
Technically, we don't know how. We're not very sure whether this would work or not.
I need a MythBusters. Can you fly a tank? Like, that's what I need. That should have been their last episode, debunking all of the madness that is in this movie. It's so funny because this is that type of like rudimentary elementary science understanding people have. They're like, yeah, no, if you shot a tank, you know, if you shot a tank to the side, it would move the tank. And even though it's free falling, yeah, no, that definitely would work. Like,
of course it would.
Like, thank you, Yada, for your fucking scientific facts. So then they fire the tank into the lake, and they land the tank in the lake where a guy is fishing. Did they kill this guy?
Yes.
Right? Because his wife laughs.
Like, they flipped the boat over, but that tank landed maybe 10 feet away from him.
No, he's dead, right? Like, he's totally done.
Yeah. So they just murdered a guy. And his wife was like, well, I don't have to deal with this nigga anymore.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like to me.
I mean, she literally looked up to the heavens and then started smiling. Like, she was very pleased with what happened. So then we get this whole scene of the guys, they made it out, and now they had to make contact with Jessica Biel's character. Face was supposed to just kind of warn her so she doesn't get killed by this CIA guy, and Pike the contractor. But, you know, Face can't help himself, so he's got to be fucking charming and make a Splash Mountain time for fucking Jessica Biel. look, I'm just looking at her face. I can tell. So then there's a whole sequence at a bank in Frankfurt, Germany, where, and this again is another really cool fucking action sequence. They decide BA is pretending to be a window washer in another building across the street where they're watching shit happen. And he then pulls a gun out, and or like a tear gas shooter kind of thing. And he fires that into the window perfectly as what is it? As Face comes sliding down the building.
No, it was
I think it was Hannibal. Wasn't it?
Hannibal.
Oh yeah, you're right. As Hannibal comes sliding down the building, it's amazing accuracy, by the way. He shoots the window out. This scene was also in the trailer, which also made me want to see it. And he slides into the fucking building, grabs the Arab that is like the big money man in this whole thing that they don't know they don't know the true identity of. And he grabs him and he tosses the Arab out of the window. Just fucking throws him out.
Free fall.
Free fall. A helicopter passes by, flown by Murdoch, and then, like, he's free falling towards the blades of the helicopter.
Yeah, when I first saw that, I said, oh shit, like, they're gonna kill this guy.
Yeah. Like, no, that is not what happens. He spins around and then grabs the guy with the parachute, and, like, grabs him by, like, the fucking things that land on the ground of a helicopter. He accurately picks the guy up with that.
He picks him up by the feet.
Yeah, like, no. Again.
With the feet of the helicopter.
Like, I like how Murdoch can fly anything like with precision accuracy, like Superman's flying. You know what I mean? Like, he's flying this helicopter. He passes underneath him, stops on a dime, comes back around. And, it's a helicopter. You know? Like,
it's not a jet. And even a jet isn't
nothing
that
can do that.
Even those little fucking scooters that people ride on now, they don't have that kind of accuracy. But again, this is a cool fucking action sequence. Like,
people can't even run with that kind of accuracy. You expect somebody to stop on a dime and then come immediately turn around and then bend over to pick something up? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at this scene.
Unbelievable.
Like, you ever see football players who are just straight up legitimate, like really, really good athletes? You ever see a football player try to pick up a fumbled football?
Yeah, that's basic. Yeah, no, you're right. Like, it does.
they can't do it. You damn sure can't do it with a helicopter, for Christ's sakes.
Well, you can't. That's because you don't have the power of the white man that Murdoch has.
Like an Uzo Adobu can do it.
You know what? I'm telling you, that's solid casting, man. It really is. I'm actually really upset that this movie hasn't been made. God damn it. We have so many good. This helicopter scene doesn't make any fucking sense. This shit is nuts. Yeah. It would have made more sense to just do a single pass, like not two passes. Come on.
I disagree. I think it makes perfect sense.
God damn it.
Like, they made it look believable.
Did they?
And you know what?
Look at it.
It kind of is believable. The way that the helicopter is moving, but no, like, no, I don't want to see helicopters just slalom like that.
And he just took.
He just turns around.
That shit was amazing.
And not only that, but he's incredibly close to a fucking building.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing. Like, come on, man.
I can't even do that in GTA 5. Like, I can't. And that game doesn't even have physics as far as I'm concerned. So Hannibal grabs the plate, says the Arab has been taken by the magical helicopter. They shoot. Pike comes out with his machine gun, shoots at Hannibal, causing him to drop the case with the plates. BA, who is afraid of flying, but not afraid to jump off of a building with a rope.
Yeah.
He slides down the building, and he's going after the case. No. Okay, no. If you're afraid of flying, you're definitely afraid to do that. Get out of my
You're not jumping off the fucking side of a building sliding down it. Maybe because he had control of himself, he decided he would. And that's the other thing about this movie. They kept the spirit of the actual television show because no one got shot.
Well, no, they didn't keep the spirit as in killing, like, in the show, they never killed anybody. They kill a lot of fucking...
That's what I'm saying. Even the enemies have no accuracy at all. They shoot like stormtroopers. So no one got shot in this movie.
Well, except for when Hannibal shot BA in the beginning. That's about
Yeah, but, like, when it was, like, just straight up just shooting, like, because he should be dead.
Oh, no, that's not true, because Pike shoots BA when they're running through, he shoots him in the back.
Park garage,
just,
whatever.
No, he catches him in the leg.
Oh, okay. He does shoot him, though. He does shoot him, though. And then, luckily, you know, BA is saved. But, yeah, that's about it. But, like...
Everybody's just shooting, and no one hits anything.
Nope.
Through the majority of this movie.
Because, fuck it. Who cares? Again...
And this dude is supposed to be, like, a trained assassin.
Yeah, no, like he shoots BA in the back. And look, so Pike gets the plates, but then is immediately stopped, and he gets arrested. Then you come.
I liked Pike. He was pretty funny.
Yeah, Pike was good. Look, that scene where they go to kill him, dude, that shit is fucking hilarious.
The guy who was fucking putting the silencer or the suppressor?
Yeah, he's like
on the gun. Like, what are you doing? Oh Jesus, for fuck's sake, please don't let this guy kill me.
He's like, I have one. He's like final request. Don't let this guy kill me. Like, come on, man. I don't want to die by this asshole's hand.
You know why? You know why you like Pike? You know why you think Pike's such a badass? Because Pike helped write the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right,
well, there you go.
He and the director wrote the movie.
Well, you know what? Joe Carnahan is in the movie at one point.
Who is he playing?
He plays like some agent or whatever who talks to...
Oh, he was in the beginning. I'm looking at him now. He was in the very beginning of the movie when they made it to wherever the fuck they were when they finally came together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was talking to Face.
Yeah, that's him. So they realize that the Arab that they have is actually the colonel or the general, Raymond Tusk from earlier. And Face wants to kill him. Everybody kind of talks him out of it because they're like, hey, he's our escape plan, basically. Like, he's our alibi, proving that we didn't murder him. So then Lynch and the CIA are just like, yeah, that's cool. We're just going to blow up this entire thing and fuck over everybody.
Hey, here's another double cross.
Yeah. And then Lynch double crosses the military by taking Pike with him. He's like, nope, take this guy. Another double cross.
And the reason for all of this is because Lynch and Pike and Major Dad wanted to double cross the U.S. government, but then Pike and Major Dad wanted to double cross Lynch. So Lynch makes a deal with Hannibal, but then double crosses Hannibal. And then Pike knows that Major Dad's alive, so he worked double crosses Major Dad so that he and Lynch can. I don't know, yo. I don't know. I must be fucking dumb. Because
there's too many double crosses.
There's too many double crosses.
I stopped giving a fuck after.
Right.
You know what? Just blow something up. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, look, it's like, oh, okay, are you in a tank or no? Like, I'm sorry. Is the tank floating? Is it flying? Like, what's happening?
Is Carnahan directing Bad Boys 3?
That's the rumor.
Huh.
Good.
Look, that's a solid choice as far as I'm concerned. If they're not in a tank, I'm going to be upset. Like, do it. Just fucking do it.
That's how you fly a tank.
I mean, honestly, he's the next best thing to Michael Bay as far as that type of movie. Like, this is a perfect option. So then they get on the phone with Jessica Biel's character, and they're like, "Hey, let me drop some knowledge on you. This is the shit that's happening. Blah blah blah. We're getting double crossed for our double cross." Then they get in another plane. They drug BA, and they're like, "All right, we're getting ready for this. Like the big fucking triple double cross at the end." To get the plates back and screw over Lynch. And then they're like, "We're going to meet in the port of Los Angeles to do this exchange." This has got to be one of the most insane fucking scenes I've ever seen. They pretend Hannibal's like talking on the phone, and then he pretends to get smashed by a crate or hidden by a crate, one of these giant container things. By the way, this is like some bad CGI. Like some legit X-Men Apocalypse bad CG. And they basically play three card Monty with these container carts. And then they drive cars out of them. Then they like use Roman candles to light shit on fire. Like, what the fuck is going on in this scene?
It was diversion.
Oh,
distraction, yeah. And diversion in a 7,000 tanks.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know. Do boats hold that many fucking containers?
Yeah, some of them do.
Do they? Good fucking Lord, man. I swear. There were so many containers. And no one died.
No.
When they came crashing off the boat.
Look, BA is running around as this guy is like, as Pike literally fires a rocket into a ship. BA is running around. These things go exploding and flying everywhere. He's just like, do-do-do-do-do, no big deal. They're like, there's like 40 of these things come like flying out of the air as if Superman threw them off a fucking boat. And somehow he survives. It makes no fucking sense whatsoever. And Lynch is like, "Oh, I'm going to go down and get this guy." I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. And so there's ships and cranes and like missiles going, like none of this makes any sense.
Gigantic explosions. I don't know what the fuck is going on at this time. I just know that there's something that somebody wants and they're trying to trick another guy into getting it. Like, there's... I don't know what is happening, guys. Poor man's Will Arnett is chasing after Hannibal. And then they get into this... Hannibal lures him by, you know, calling his name... softly and seductively, Lynch. Yeah. And he's like, "What?" And then
that's not gonna work.
They're trying to distract but it's all ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And then Pike is like, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna take on Face," and so he's like, "Oh, you know, smile for the camera. You know, wait for the flash." Like, I like Pike. Like,
I kind of like that line.
Yeah, no, it's a good line. That's honestly, that sounds like a Bruce Willis line. Like, yeah. In like a Die Hard movie, it kind of does.
Yeah, I wonder who wrote that line that he said.
Yeah, he was like, "You know what? I get this." Pike is actually kind of like a poor man's Bruce Willis. He kind of looks like Bruce Willis.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. You know what? You know, Pike for a Die Hard reboot. You know what? I'm fine with that. Holy shit, he's left-handed, too. Dude, this guy is like Bruce Willis's son, secretly.
No, he's like Bruce Willis's, like, cousin. He can't be that much younger than Bruce Willis. This dude doesn't look that old. He doesn't look that young.
Yeah, you're probably right. So,
dude, this dude does, like, a lot of video games.
VO?
Yeah. Like, he was in Dragon Age. He's Varric. Oh, shit. He's Varric in Dragon Age. He was Hyperion in Avengers Assemble. He's
Ryan Bloom.
Yeah. Ryan Bloom. He's in XCOM, StarCraft, damn. Knights of the Old Republic. Jesus, dude.
Looks like...
Where you been, bruh?
Trying to get this money.
He was in Titanfall. He was
45.
He was Black Mask in one of them Batman games.
Wow.
Wait, was this thing like a model back in the day? What the hell? I'm looking at a picture of this dude. Is this right? Huh.
You're looking at his IMDb picture with those piercing gray eyes?
I'm looking at I went to images and there's a picture. Okay. That's interesting.
Sexy Brian Bloom.
This dude needs more work. He was really funny in this movie.
And he's a good villain. Like, he's a legit good villain.
Yeah.
So from there, like, shit goes more off the rails. There's a lot of explosions and everything else. Hannibal proceeds to beat the shit out of Lynch. And just as Pike is about to kill Face, here comes B.A. On a dirt bike or a motorcycle. And he jumps the bike in the way of Pike getting ready to shoot Face. And then he proceeds to body slam Pike to death.
He drop him on his neck? Because that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
If he would have dropped him on his neck, he would have killed him. He basically did what Captain America did to Tony at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. Movie's been out for 2 weeks. Shut up. I think he dropped him on his neck.
Good.
That's the only thing I can think of.
It was insane. And as
did anybody else kind of feel underwhelmed by that?
Yeah, I wanted him to
longer fight.
Yeah, because it was like, oh shit, like he's got the mohawk back. Like he's ready to start killing people again. And then it was just like
he's really progressed.
A Hulk Hogan body slam. And then it was just, oh.
Okay.
But the thing is, Face sees him pick up Pike and he's like, oh, he's like, Bosco. I'm like, Bosco? Really? Why wouldn't you call him B.A.? Like, that seems weird.
That was so B.A., but it really wasn't. And it really sucks because this guy's a real fighter.
Right.
Yeah, he should have done something way cooler.
I mean, come on, man.
He should have fucking
slammed him on his shoulders.
He should have fucking power bombed him. That should have been his thing.
He bounced that dude off that fucking container. You know what? That may have killed him. Like, he bounced him off of that fucking container. Now that I look at the actual slam, yeah, he bounced.
Oh, well, like a dead cat.
He broke something.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah. He did pop up. Yeah, all right.
That's unfortunate.
Look, Brian Bloom's dead, guys.
You'll never play Bruce Willis. So from there, like they save the day. It's all great. And then the police or the military comes and they're like, yeah, that's really great. You guys did a wonderful job. You're all going to fucking jail. And he's like, what you doing, fool? I didn't do anything. And then basically like all the upper brass in the military are like, just make this go away. Lieutenant, I mean, captain, you're reinstated Jessica Biel as a captain, even though we demoted you earlier. And she's like, oh, that's great. But this is bullshit. And so they put all four of the guys in the back of they go to put all four of them in the back of a prison truck. But right before that, Jessica Biel goes up to Face and she makes out with him because Bradley Cooper is very handsome. And it's a very long embrace and a very long kiss. And then you get this scene when all four of them are in the back of their prison van headed off to prison.
Nice plan, Face.
Yeah. We just traded Lynch's and we're going back to prison.
We returned the plates. We can hold our heads high. We did the right thing.
Yeah, they did us. This is bullshit.
They burned us again, Hannibal. We trusted the system and it turned on us.
Remember, boys, no matter how random things might appear, there is still a plan.
Kid. Well, I don't mean to steal your line, boss, but, I love it when a plan comes together.
And he has a key.
Still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
How did this not get a fucking sequel? I'm so upset by that.
How much money did it make?
It made $177 million off of a $110 million budget.
So it broke even.
Pretty much. Juice wasn't worth the squeeze.
No. And look, I think you could do this movie for like $75 million. Like, if you kept it to an hour and a half story, you could easily do one of these movies for about $75 million, and they would make a shit ton of money. Nowadays?
Yeah, but how do you top yourself?
I mean, I guess you'd ask the same question of the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yeah, but it took them like eight movies to get to the point where they're flying cars.
Started off with DVD players 15 years ago.
I mean, I would you
they
rather...
jumped up the gate flying a motherfucking tank.
Yeah. you got to go to space. Now? You got to go to space immediately. I mean, I guess the question is, would you rather see a sequel or would you rather see a television show, a new television show?
Nah, this isn't a sequel. Yeah, I would rather see a sequel than a television show.
I don't know, like a TV show with like a good cast, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it depends on like the type of network it's on. Like I couldn't watch
CBS,
the A-Team on Fox.
No,
it like, would look good.
It would look overproduced.
Overproduced, yeah.
And I can't watch it on CBS because it would be four Hannibals.
Yeah, oh, sure, I'm tired. What about an A-Team show on like AMC?
Maybe.
I could totally see that.
Yeah, that could probably work.
Yeah, I would definitely be down for that.
The A-Team isn't like super violent. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but they would give it the budget.
Yeah. Like Fox would give it the budget.
They would cancel it.
it would have one season. It'd be fine.
Ugh, God damn it, Fox. all right, that is it for us for this ridiculous-ass movie. We will be back next month for another ridiculous-ass movie, I'm sure. Any last parting words there, gentlemen?
No. Stealth sucks.
All right, next month we might have to do that.
I don't remember anything from that movie.
Oh, you know what? I have a better idea than Stealth, because Stealth is bad. What's the movie Behind Enemy Lines?
That's who I thought was in Stealth.
Oh, that's Owen Wilson, right?
Right, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
That movie.
Yeah, I'm a sniper, guys.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
Sniper. No, he was. No, he wasn't a sniper. He was a pilot.
I'm a pilot, guys. Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah.
Dude, that right. movie was fucking insane. I love that movie.
I remember that movie. What was I? I was getting confused with the sniper versus sniper movie.
Oh.
I don't know.
Was that
like Enemy at the Gates or something like that?
Yeah, Enemy at the Gates, yeah. That was also a very good movie, but not that movie's too slow for this show. But Behind Enemy Lines.
It's about a bunch of fucking snipers.
Yeah, that's not really that interesting to watch,
no.
to talk about. But Behind Enemy Lines might be that might be worth it. That movie was fucking nuts. I believe it came out the same time as Stealth, too. They were both of those dumbass movies were out at the same time. All right, that's it for us, and we will see you guys next month for another episode of No Time to Bleed.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.